Greenlight, Audible's thriller of 2018. Written by Benjamin Stevenson and read by Rupert Degas, David Tredinnick, Jennifer Valetic, Glenn Van Oosterum, Paul English, and Marielle Runacre Temple.
Season 1, Episode 1, Cold Open. State of New South Wales versus Curtis Wade. Jury Trial, Day 8.
If the jury could turn their attention to Exhibit A, a piece of polyester rope. The length is 70 centimetres, the diameter is 1 centimetre. The colour is blue and yellow. Fibre profiles match Exhibit F, fibres recovered from victim's neck. I would like to remind the jury that victim's DNA, however, is not present on Exhibit A.
Prologue. Previously. It was the dripping that woke her, and the smell. In the dark, it might have even been night, though it was always dark, she couldn't isolate the sound. She decided it was important to know this, if only because it barricaded her from her usual first thought on waking. He's back. Steady and rhythmic on the concrete floor. Plink, plink. Not rain. Rain was the sound of fingers thrumming on a car roof, an almost underwater echo. Down here. Plink, plink, plink. Not rain. Her left arm was draped out of the bed. She wondered if she'd finally managed to... if the drip was coming from her wrist. She'd thought about it once, but failed for courage. He'd found her cradled in a corner, shard in hand, skin unpierced. Too scared to do it, he'd said, and taken the bottles away. The bottles were gone now. Plink, plink. Not that either, then. The dripping sped up, individual drips blurring together in a spatter. He'd pissed in the corner once, on the floor. Her pulse quickened. Had he come? No. That had been loud and hot, steam rising from the puddle as if he'd pissed acid. She rubbed her forehead, a near physical memory, the condensation, the way it had settled, sticky on her brow, not that. It was cold now. It was always cold down here. She thought it was coming from her right, elevated from the roof. A pipe in the ceiling, maybe. But she'd scoured the bare walls and she remembered no pipes. Besides, pipe water didn't smell so cloying. She sat up. Now the dripping seemed to be coming from in front and behind her. More than one leak, then. She put a foot on the floor and gasped. It was freezing. Wet. Tendrils of liquid snaked in between her toes. She stood up, shrugging her blanket off. Shivered. The dripping was getting louder, all around now. Was she imagining it? It was hard to keep track of things. The time, the day, the most obvious markers, how long she'd been there. Sometimes she began to lose even the most certain things. Who she was. Who she used to be. In the dark, it was easy to lose yourself. What was her name again? Sometimes she wrote it down, traced it in the condensation on the walls, just to remind herself. Others used to write her name too. Journalists, detectives, that sort of thing. She took a step, felt beads of liquid pool at her heel, tumble down the arch of her foot, and suicide off her toe. Near the centre of the room it was drier, the residue on her feet peeled off with each step, shedding skin. Her name would be gone from the papers now. In the centre of the room hung a long piece of thick cord with a knot at the end. It turned on a single dull light. She swung her arm, missed, rotated her torso and tried again. Maybe her name would pop up again. Perhaps an obituary, though the memory of the shard of glass, useless against her pale skin, suggested that particular mercy was out of reach.